Welcome back, Contians, to another episode of Icons Even Podcast. I am your host, Lakota Tau. This is episode 30, and it's late. It's about 8 till 11 p.m. I don't even really have anything to say. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry this is getting out so late. Wednesday will be better. It'll be put out in the morning so that you guys can listen to it on your commute to work or, periodically during the day whenever you guys check it out. So, we shouldn't waste any more time. Let's just get to the episode. Enjoy. All right, Contians. I don't really have anything planned today. And that's mainly my fault because I focused on getting other stuff done this morning that needed to be done before I went and knocked doors all day today. And it is 10:34 while I'm recording this. I got home probably, about an hour ago. Left the house around 12:30. So it was a long but productive day. Very, very productive. I walked over 9 miles today. 20,000 steps. I know like the whole 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 steps is like ultimately bullshit, right? Like, yeah, it's nice that you're getting your steps in, you're getting out, you're walking. Especially like if walking's a big deal, right? If it's really the only means of exercise for you, count your steps, right? But that doesn't pertain to majority of the people, right? Like myself. No, like I need to do a little bit more. So today, because of this whole COVID-19 thing and gyms are shutting down, I think my gym's about to shut down. I know they've already shut down a few of them in town because we now have a case in town. I just found that out 2 hours ago. But I honestly didn't want to leave my house today. Not like I wanted to leave for work, but I didn't want to leave and drive the 25 minutes it takes to get to the gym and then work out and come back. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just do something at home. So that's exactly what I did. So I did a very quick 15-minute workout. And 5 minutes of that was trying to catch my breath. So it's a workout called Death By. And then fill in the blank. So the concept behind this is it's taking from like a CrossFit term called EMOM or every minute on the minute, where you are doing a certain exercise for a certain amount of reps every minute. So for example, let's say I'm setting up, let's say I'm doing 10 push-ups every minute on the minute for 10 minutes, right? So ultimately you're going to do 100 push-ups. So what that means is that every minute, literally every minute, you're going to pump out your 10 push-ups and then rest for the rest of the minute. So if you're able to just push through those push-ups, right, you'll have, over 40 seconds to recover until the next round. And it gets pretty difficult, right, especially if it's anything with a push like your body weight or a pull like a chin up or a pull up. It gets very, very heavy. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I only have 10 seconds to recover and then I have to do 10 more. So the concept behind Death By is an EMOM every minute on the minute, but you add a rep. So you start at one and you add a rep every minute until you can't do it anymore. So for example, if you're doing push-ups, it would be the first minute you just set the timer. The first minute you do one push-up and then rest for the entire minute. The rest of the minute, right? Because that should only take you like 3 seconds, if that. Right? And for us, for those that have been doing push-ups for a while, it should be just a quick up-down. That's it. So you have a long time to recover. Well, then the second minute you do 2 push-ups. And then rest for the rest of the minute. And then the third minute, you do 3 push-ups, and so on and so forth. Today, I did Death By burpees. And if you've ever done a burpee, you know how badly they suck. But you also know that there's a huge benefit behind doing them because it works your entire body. I mean, honestly, I think it's the best aerobic and anaerobic workout you can do, period. If you were going to just do one workout that's like, okay, what is the quintessential workout or exercise that will keep me fit, keep me healthy overall? The burpee. The burpee is the ultimate fitness test. So I calculated the math and I might have been wrong. I don't care. But I did 55 burpees in 10 minutes. So, I started out with one burpee, then two, then three, then four. It didn't get hard until about six. That's when I was like, shit, my heart is pumping. My heart is pumping. I originally was going to do a 20 minute. Because I'm like, I saw something online. What's a killer at-home workout? I've done several of them before. I subscribe to an app called Swerkit that an old friend of mine had recommended to me. So every once in a while I do some like high intensity interval training at home. But burpees, holy shit. So by the time the 8th, 9th, and 10th round came, I was pooped. I'm like, there's no way. I had to like mentally claw myself out. And by the 10th round, the end of it, I was dead. Dead. It took me almost 5 minutes to recover. And that's all I did. And that was enough to like really kickstart my, my adrenal glands, my dopamine, everything, right? I'm so tired. I'm like blanking. My endorphins, like everything. I was just like, you're ready. And got in the shower, shaved, and got ready for work and did some cleaning around the house. But overall, I mean, I was up late last night. I don't remember what I was doing. I was doing something. So I slept in a little bit. I'll probably sleep in a little bit tomorrow morning too. But I have a blog that I'll have typed up for you guys and published. So that's already in the works. But this podcasting thing, because that's going to be my schedule for the summer. And I'm just gearing up for that. We're 29 work days away from summer season for me, where I will work Monday through Saturday, noon to nine, and then Saturdays pretty much 9 to 9 or 8 to 9. So long days. So I'll have to prepare something. Thankfully on Saturday, so with the vlog, I'll have those. I'll be editing a little bit. I've already the reason why it's taken so long is it was a mental barrier for me, like combing through all that footage that I recorded and creating an entertainment bit for you, which, you know, I appreciate those that have checked it out. If you haven't checked it out, go to YouTube. My tag is IKANTEVEN. It's all one word, IKANTEVEN. You just search that, it'll pop up. Should be like a monkey or so as the profile picture. Hit subscribe, smash the like button on all my videos. But the latest blog, there's like almost 3 months. I think it was 3 months in between the second vlog video and the third one. And it's just because I didn't prioritize it. I was scared of just combing through all the footage. So I finally put one out there. I think they're going to be from now on about 5 minutes, because that's a lot more attainable to make than a 10-minute video. I now understand why David Dobrik was making only 4-minute, 20-second videos, right? I mean, it became his like signature thing, but it also makes for convenience when you're publishing 3 times a week, right? And like having skits and bits and stuff like that. So, but going forward, I have to like start planning that, you know, do 30 minutes every morning on the vlog so that come Saturday, it's already scheduled. I've already uploaded it Friday night after the doors, or Friday morning before I hit the doors, and it's out there. So it's a work in progress. Anyways, I still have a big announcement for the business. Some of you are already familiar with what I did and what I'm currently doing. And I had a funny thought earlier today. It's like I'm a big audiobook guy. So when I'm knocking doors, you know, if I have to go to the bathroom, I'll walk to the nearest gas station or the nearest store and just use the bathroom. And when I do that, I pop in my headphones, my AirPods, just real quick while I'm walking just to pass the time. And I'm usually listening to a podcast or an audiobook. Well, I had just finished Shoe Dog by Phil Knight. Phenomenal book, by the way. If you have not picked up that book, you need to pick up that book. It is phenomenal. I will purchase it. I've been using the Libby app. I have a public library card, and I've just been getting free audiobooks. I try and do that as much as I can because audiobooks are expensive, and those are my favorite ways to consume content now as far as books go. Just because I'm always trying to do something, so having something in the background always helps. But I'm re-listening to, or this is the first time I've listened to, Ashley Vance's biography on Elon Musk, who is arguably one of my favorite billionaires. He is just so fascinating. And I had read his book when it first came out. So when that biography was first published, I picked up the book probably days later. Like, I had to have it because I was so obsessed, and I'm still obsessed with SpaceX, Tesla, everything that he touches, like everything, and everything that he's touched before, right? The early days of XPay and PayPal and stuff like that, early days of MapQuest, which a lot of people aren't aware of. Like, he pretty much started all that. and it was really good, and you know, a lot of these CEOs and billionaires, they have remarks of like, man, I honestly don't know how my business took off the way it did with the economy we had or with stipulations, right? And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, man, I literally decided to fucking start a company in the dead, like not even the middle, the beginning of a pandemic, right? Like, we're in the early stage of whatever COVID-19 is going to do. And I still don't think this is time to panic, BT dubs. Go back and listen to my podcast yesterday where I have professionals who have worked in this realm of emergency preparedness and logistics. It's not the time to panic. It's just time to be aware and to take precautions. But I literally decided to start a company, an online company, which like is in my best interest because I can only imagine what I know. There's so many people in this world. I know there's someone who had just opened up a retail establishment like the past couple months or like the past few weeks, not thinking that this was going to be anything serious. And now they're like, fuck, I'm going to get no patrons, right? Like, how am I going to pay the bills? And it's nothing to laugh at, right? But it's just like the odds, right? And I'm so blessed that I thought ahead. Like, you know, I knew I wasn't going to do a retail, like brick and mortar, just because there's way too much overhead, right? And it's so much easier to guide people into your e-commerce store than it is to guide people off the streets into your store, especially if you're just starting out. So if you guys are, you know, those retailers that just started, you're on my thoughts. I think entrepreneurs should stick together. I'm not making fun of you. I'm not making light of the situation. I know if this business takes off, and I hope it does, I'm going to work my ass off to do so. I'm going to look back at this moment 10 years from now and be like, holy shit, right? Like, I either attempted or like I successfully guided an early business through a pandemic and, you know, carried it into success. That will be a highlight in my biography, for sure as a businessman. So, I'm going to finish this podcast very soon, but I just want to take time to thank everyone. This has been a really, really fun journey for me, and I don't think I'd be able to do it without all the support that is pouring in. You guys are awesome. Awesome. From the people who watch the videos, to the people who listen to the podcast, to the people who read my blogs. Thank you so much. And I'm not a superstar or anything, but it's just awesome that, I'm creating enough content and good enough content where people care to listen, right? So I will keep doing the good thing and keep providing the best content that I can. I mean, I'm not a super exciting person, so I'm actually shocked that anyone listens to this, but you guys are loved, you guys are appreciated, and I will have a better prepared episode for you guys on Wednesday. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast. Share it with your friends and family, your coworkers, really anyone that's near you. The more this grows, the happier I'll be. It's a selfish request. It really is. But if you like something and you think it's good, share it with others. Don't be selfish. And follow me at icontiven.home.blog, and Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't ever get on it. You can follow me on LinkedIn as well, Lakota Tao. And yeah, that's it. So I will catch you guys on Wednesday. Peace.